Vince, there have been no episodes of your podcast.
Hello.
Oh, look at this weather. It's podcasting season.
I'm Will Thomas. Good to have you with us.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Vince Agard.
The forefathers of the podcasting movement.
What?
You know, they're not unicorns.
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, bar, bar, bar.
Well, you all are just really tickled by that, aren't you?
We'll do it live.
Do you think that might be really boring?
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
What are you doing, baby?
This is
Ben and Vince.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ben and Vince Show.
That's so professional.
What's going on with you, Vince?
Well, now that all of the listeners have tuned out, I mean, we can finally have the room to ourselves.
No, this is ASMR.
They're oh, into my it. God. Do you ever watch those?
No, it sounds very uncomfortable to me.
I agree.
But I'm doing it now anyway.
But isn't it usually like, you know, it's not, I don't know. Is it people chewing? I feel like usually it's like somebody like stroking the microphone or.
Right.
You know.
Or like whispering.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, touching something soft.
Yeah, exactly. Uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't even like to think about it.
Hey, so did you get it yet?
No.
I did.
Someone told me. You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone told me that in your state, anyone can get it.
That's right.
So then, why isn't everyone getting it?
Well, we are.
Okay, but how is there enough?
I mean, what do you mean enough? Like, literally everyone didn't get it on day one.
Yeah, but I heard that it's just like you just show up.
No, you got to make an appointment. You got to make an appointment.
I see.
If you're over 80, you can just show up.
80, okay.
That's right.
What if you have like, wait, it wasn't you who was telling me about this, right? There was like in North Carolina or something, it's like if you've smoked 100 cigarettes, you're qualified.
Yeah, there's something like that. As in some places, it was like if you've ever smoked any tobacco product, I'm
like ever.
Can anybody honestly say that they haven't? Like,
right. Or I mean, yeah, the one I saw was, yeah, it was like if you're a smoker or if you have ever smoked 100 cigarettes, and then everyone was just like, well, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
That's right.
So you got it one dose or two doses or which one?
I got the first one of Pfizer.
Nice.
BioNTech. Yeah.
So, but I mean, you know, you already had the real thing though.
Yeah.
So.
They still want you to get the shot.
I know. But I mean, you should get it, but we all kind of know that you're like stealing it away from someone else, right?
No. Okay. Hey man, if somebody offers you the shot, you got to take it.
Yeah. Even if it's like unauthorized.
You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Oh,
Wayne
my God,
Gretzky, Michael Scott, Vince Agard.
Did you just come up with that as applied to coronavirus vaccine?
I guess, yeah. I don't know. Somebody that's probably, awesome. I'm sure someone has said that before.
Yeah, right. But that's awesome. uh, Yeah. Okay. So you're going back in a few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And then yeah. And then it's White Boy Summer.
Scoff. I know you had an awesome winter, so I'm looking forward to summer.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, I think first thing I'm doing is going to Maryland. So you're hanging out in May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I might have gotten it by May. I'm gonna say probably not, but
yeah, I mean, possible. You're not gonna get me sick.
But you might get me sick. You
no, 90%. I'm not.
Yeah, that's good odds.
Yeah.
I'm not herd immunized yet. My individual, the household of one that makes up me has not reached herd immunity yet.
That's right.
Yeah, my manager on my new team, as we talked about last time, she was like, she got it in Texas because she was just like visiting. And then I was like, wait, you flew to Texas before you were vaccinated? But yeah, I guess just like a couple of weeks ago, she was visiting her family, you know, very responsibly, I guess. And just like went to the Formula One racetrack and got her first dose. And she was like, I was sure when I put in my Virginia address on the website that they were going to like reject me, but no. And then she's going to fly back in another few weeks to get the next dose.
Oh yeah, there's your problem.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if that's a probably by that time you could just get it in Virginia.
Right. Yeah, that's when I was like last time I said like I'll drive to Dallas, I don't care. But then I thought about like I don't want to drive to Dallas twice. You know, I'll do it once. If it was Johnson & Johnson, maybe. But then
right.
I don't know if you heard somebody made a little mistake in the factory and screwed up 15 million doses.
I did hear that. Diane was just showing me that. And I'll call it out here. She used to work for that company. And when she moved to her new company and they started contracting with that manufacturing company, she was like, they should not do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
Thanks, Biden.
Right. Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah.
That's very dumb and bad.
I didn't really understand what it is that they fucked up.
I think I just read like the headline or whatever, but it was like they're manufacturing both the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines and they like mixed up ingredients from the two.
Oh my God. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. They're probably fine.
It's
I'll take
it's
the
like
mix.
The double dose.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little cocktail. Extra protection with a twist.
On the rocks.
So really, they're doing AstraZeneca? That's not even approved.
Well,
I mean, it's got to be ready to go when it gets approved, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I guess, so did they mess up the AstraZeneca one too?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Yep.
What about Novavax? Where are we with that?
Oh, right. I don't know. Nothing of this caliber yet, I guess.
God damn it, man. Making us look bad.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, whatever. Europe's not doing too much better.
Oh, yeah. Europe sucks. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Oh man. She's actually texting me right now. She says, I just cannot. They're going to find a lot more problems now that they're quote upping their supervision and FDA is down in the weeds with them. Big yikes.
And don't read this on the air.
Right.
No.
All right, well, you heard it here first.
Whoops.
Anyway, What else is going on?
You hear about the Satan shoes?
A little bit. wait, okay. All I know about this guy is Old Town Road and then Satan Shoes. Was there anything in between?
I mean, he had an album.
Okay.
He had a couple other singles.
Good ones?
Yeah, I mean, not bad. Probably not as catchy as Old Town Road, but I mean, his new one's pretty catchy, I think.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I feel like this is one of these things where somebody does something awesome and you're like, nice, that guy's cool. And then they do something that's like so much more like elaborate and grandiose. And you were like, damn, you were just like, that first one was just the opener, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
We got a lot more to see from you.
He's very funny. He's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, I don't know that.
If you look on his tweets and just like his digital presence, because he was like before being an artist, he was a Nicki Minaj tweet decker.
What does that mean?
He was like a person who. I don't really understand this, but basically there's a bunch of Nicki Minaj stans called Barbs.
Barbs, okay.
Yeah, and so it's a whole, like, you know, digital society where you try to just tweet a lot about how great Nicki Minaj is and cool. You know, boost each other's tweets, boost your own tweets, you know, make a bunch of different accounts. And then retweet yourself from all the different accounts.
Nice.
Using TweetDeck. But, you know,
is that a popular tweeting app?
Well, it's designed for, like, you know, social media managers or like Twitter power users. After this became like a big thing, they like restricted some of the features so that you couldn't, like, you know, do certain actions in a big batch all at once from like 12 different accounts. yeah, but he got a lot of followers doing that, and that's when he made Old Town Road.
Oh, didn't know this history.
Yeah, but he's a big memer.
Okay, sure. I mean, you know, this is the new generation.
Yeah. What's your take on this new generation?
Fine.
Yeah, they seem cool.
They seem advanced.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel bad for them.
What do you mean?
Yeah, like, they have to, you know, they're like all on the internet, really young, which means they have to, like, I mean, you know, you got to grow up fast. being out there on social media, it's tough. It's like the real world, almost.
Like MTV, you know? Real World.
Yeah, almost.
would it change your opinion to hear people said the same thing about paper?
It would probably change my opinion of people. that's a fair point. I guess. There's a lot of, that's what I'm saying, like, they're advanced, like the content is already, like, you know, they're already beyond, you know, like, it took us a while to get to this state, and they're like, they're already there.
There's streets ahead.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, good luck to them. Then they'll solve all the problems, I guess, then. So that's good.
Yeah. Sure. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, right.
Worse for me.
So did you get some Satan shoes?
Oh, I wish. They sold out in like 5 seconds.
Yeah. Whose blood is it?
They didn't say.
Interesting. I guess. Well, no, they said it was real human blood, so it's not Satan.
Yeah, one drop of real human blood, and then the rest is just ink.
Is it his blood, you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, guess we'll never know.
I don't know if you saw, he posted a video on YouTube titled Lil Nas X Apologizes for Satan Shoes, and the thumbnail is like him holding up one of the shoes. He's like in his house, he's on his webcam, there's like a crying emoji, right? And then the first, he starts out, he's like, you know, I've heard a lot of the feedback, you know, from people. There's a lot of outrage. People are upset. And, you know, I just want to say, and then it cuts to the part of the video where he's giving Satan the lap dance.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. You know, may his dominion spread over the earth. Whatever.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Satan?
Yeah, I mean, I think people have rightly pointed out that, like, this whole, you know, controversy, or, you know, the return of satanic panic kind of exposes how many Christians really take the concept of Satan literally. Like, you know, he's not, it's not like some metaphorical thing that, like, if we allow too much sinful, you know, morally corrupt behavior, then, like, our society will face a downfall. They literally think there's a guy called Satan, and if children think he's cool, then, you know, the world is going to turn to hell.
Well, I mean, isn't, you know, this literal versus metaphorical distinction applies to a lot of things from the Bible, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I haven't really read that part of the Bible where it talks about Satan a lot. But is it like that he will conquer the earth if we're too sinful? Is that how it's written in the Bible?
I haven't read it.
Yeah. I mean, right, he's supposed to be out there tempting you, or Jesus?
Yeah, no, he's tempting you. He's working he's playing with idle hands.
Sure, okay, right.
I don't know, what else is he doing?
He's
paving his driveway with good intentions.
He's beating his wife.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right.
He's in the details.
I was wondering what that was in my details.
Sorry, he's in the details.
The details. No, you're thinking of the devil.
Sorry, I haven't done my research on that one.
Yeah, right. pronouncements can be hard. Anyway, well, he's, you know, he's over there tormenting souls for eternity.
Sure.
So I mean, you'd think that would keep him busy, but I guess he wants to get more souls.
Yeah, gotta get more souls.
Yeah. But okay. But eventually, okay, wait. So Revelations, right? I always hear about this one. Is that when hell opens up and, like, takes over the world, but all the good people get raptured?
So you're asking the wrong guy, man. I don't know.
All right. So I guess all right.
If you know about the Bible, 862-234-0491, you know, maybe don't give us a sermon, but, like, just a thought or two.
Yeah, or if you are the devil, please also call in.
Oh yeah,
or Lil Nas X. Love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Well, clearly the solution is just for some, upstanding church to manufacture some Jesus shoes.
Yeah. Another one. Another thing that he posted was like, okay, fine. Here's some Chick-fil-A shoes.
Did he really make some Chick-fil-A shoes?
No, it was like a Photoshop.
Yeah, right. But that would be good. Well, the Jesus shoes could have the communion. Well, that's the bread part, but what's the wine part?
Blood.
Blood. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, I would have that. I understand.
Yeah.
Isn't that more of a Catholic thing? Or is that, do all Christians believe that his, I thought it was only Catholics that think that the wine is his blood.
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you ever I was going to say, did you ever go to church or anything like that?
I mean, I've been to a church.
Yeah.
I've been to many churches and synagogues and mosques.
Sure. In your travels.
I've traveled to them, to those buildings.
Oh, like, okay. Services. You weren't just passing by.
Yeah. We need to call Jordan Turner and have him, excuse me, Elijah Turner, and have him explain this to us.
Can we?
Well, our friggin' phones are down.
They are?
Yeah, remember, he can call us, but we can't call him.
Right.
We were talking about this.
Output wire.
Yeah. Has anyone called us, by the way? I haven't been checking.
Oh, maybe. I think there might have been a couple.
Okay.
I think they're really legitimate calls.
I went to Google. Sorry. But never mind. Okay. Hey, real quick, Kong versus Godzilla, who you got?
Well, whoever wins, we lose. So.
Is that right?
Sure. I did watch the trailer with the sound off. It kind of seems like Kong is trying to be more on our side. Is that right?
Oh, is he?
I don't know. Just from the trailer, it seemed like Godzilla comes and attacks the ship. And then he's like
a ship?
Trying to
like a Kong's boat. Like all,
yeah, he's all chained up on a boat. Are you trying to avoid spoilers?
No, I don't remember what happened in the trailer.
He's like chained up on a boat, and then Godzilla comes and like totally destroys it. But then he's like fighting back against Godzilla.
It sounds like he just wants to free Kong from the boat, or so that they can fight or whatever.
That's what I'm thinking. And then also Kong seems to make friends with the little girl.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But you didn't answer my question. Who's gonna win?
Yeah, sure. Well, I do also want to bring up one time when we were talking about Godzilla and my mom was like, oh, that's like the giant monkey thing, right? And I was like, we were all like, Godzilla? Sounds like a monkey to you? But then I was like, I guess the Zilla suffix as a association with lizard only came through Godzilla anyway. So if you didn't know about Godzilla, I guess you wouldn't assume that meant lizard. But then I was like, we were like, you know, you're thinking of King Kong, right? She's like, no, I know King Kong. We're like, you thought there were two different giant monkeys out there?
Oh, anyway. Man.
So if you subscribe to that belief, then I think it doesn't matter. But for me, I'm going to say Godzilla, I guess.
Yeah, that's the right answer. It's obviously Godzilla. Right.
I mean, he seems somewhat more indestructible and has like a laser mouth. So
yeah, he's got a laser mouth. He's like made of a nuclear reactor. He's like a bajillion feet tall. He lives in the ocean.
Well, it seems like in this one, they make Kong really huge, like basically the same size.
Yeah, it's bullshit, first of all. How did he get so big? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Right.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I mean, please. If I'm going to watch a giant sea lizard fight a giant monkey, at least make it make sense.
Yeah, like a little bit of realism, please.
Please. And you're saying this is happening in the ocean, like.
Well,
Godzilla can just take King Kong underwater, and that's it. Game over. He's gonna drown.
Yeah, that definitely seems true. They fought before, right? Like in the old, you know, Japanese ones.
Probably. I don't remember that.
Seems like they would have. We should consult that that text to get some clues.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, are there people out there saying Kong is gonna win?
Yeah, just dumb people.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Friggin' idiots.
Embarrassing, quite frankly.
Yeah. Just embarrassing themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you who would win, Kong or Pong, the video game. Maybe this was settled by that movie Pixels, which I didn't see.
Oh, right. Yeah. Kong or Pong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, I feel like Kong could just swat the Pong ball away. He's pretty good at swatting.
But then the paddle would just hit it right back.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, maybe you would get past him, but then what's he going to do? Okay, so yeah.
Well, then the paddle's going to come crush him. I assume the paddle has been magnified up to Kong size.
Yeah, well, apparently he can be any size, so
yeah.
Size is just a social construct.
You're only as tall as you feel. Okay, how about Kong or Donkey Kong?
Oh, Donkey Kong. He's cool.
Before you answer, and Diddy Kong.
Oh, Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They'll beat him.
Yeah. I mean, he's got that peanut gun.
Dude, he could barely even beat like a couple little planes from like the 1800s.
The 1800s.
He sucks.
Okay, well, I think you're being a little too harsh. You know, he's got some skills. I read that he's gonna know how to use tools. Where did I read that?
Oh my god! Why don't they just make him fight like Mike Tyson? Like, yeah, there's just no rules as to what King Kong is supposed to be.
That's a good idea.
And watch it. Yeah, hey, you should watch wrestling. By the way, it's pretty good.
Ugh, whatever. I already read comic books. It's redundant.
Yeah. Could be.
Although, I don't really do that anymore.
Sure.
Yeah. Who are you rooting for right now?
Oh, in wrestling?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope everybody has a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there like international wrestling?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, where, to use a really current reference, Hulk Hogan would go and fight like, you know, a sumo wrestler or something.
No, there's not like there's pro wrestling in Japan, and the people from Japan and the US fight each other.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Is that kind of like, again, to use the same analogy, you know, when they would do like Batman versus Spider-Man or something like that? You know, it's like a crossover.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's like sometimes a certain promotion will like have an agreement with a one in the other country. So they'll like do a lot of crossover. Sometimes they only get like freelance people, you know.
Oh. Yeah, well, what I mean is, like, there's a storyline, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, is it canon?
Yeah, so, yeah, it's canon. Like, in at least one of the Japanese, like, the big Japanese wrestling league, they have, like, a U.S. title belt, I think. So you can go and be, like, the U.S. champion in Japan.
Interesting. Okay, so it is, it's you know, it's it's consistent, you know, it's part of the same story as whatever's going on just in the US.
Well, yeah, I mean, the storylines can be intertwined or no. I mean, I just saw one where it was arcade something, arcade. I feel like it was alliterative. But anyway, there was arcade games everywhere and there was prizes. The one guy dumped a bunch of Legos on the ground and then slammed the other guy into the Legos on the ground.
Oh, shit.
Then the guy's mom showed up and brought his brother his best friend. Yeah, because they're best friends. And then it was cool. It's fun.
Why would the best friend be getting a ride from the guy's mom?
No, I guess it was the best friend was getting a ride from his mom.
Oh, from his own mom. Okay. Yeah.
But like they're best friends, so like, you know, they all know each other.
It makes sense, yeah.
And they were fighting the best man.
Oh.
Because one of the best friends had messed up the wedding of the best man's the groom and the best man was the best man in the wedding that got messed up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So he has to as the best man, you gotta
Well, the groom was there too, and the bride.
Oh, sure. Nice. Yeah.
But then once she started interfering, this other person popped out of the claw machine and started fighting her.
What about like the officiant of the wedding?
Oh, I didn't actually see the wedding, so I don't remember who it was.
And why was it at an arcade?
No, the wedding was prior. The arcade was part of the fallout of everybody was mad at each other because of what happened at the wedding.
Right, so they just happened to like crash into an arcade.
Yeah, I forget what the deal was with that.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we got to move it along because we got a guest coming on.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some conspiracy theories.
Oh, nice. Okay. See you guys after the break.
Jesus Christ. Stop eating. Or just eat all the time. Pick one.
You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Hi, this is Lon Solomon, and these words describe the Hotel California in the Eagles' hit song. You know, the Hotel California is a lot like hell. The Bible says hell is a real place of torment where real people go after they die. But the worst part about hell, the Bible says, is that it's inescapable. That is, you can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave. So how can you and I avoid going to such a place? Well, the Bible says it's by trusting in Jesus Christ and what he did for us on the cross. Remember, the best way to check out of hell is never to check in to begin with. Not a sermon, just a thought.
If you'd like more information about Not a Sermon, you can check out our website at notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
Thank you.
All right, we are back from the break.
Yeah.
Please welcome returning guest, Colin.
Returning fan. I listen to every episode.
It's dedication.
Have you?
I mean, we expect that of all our fans, really.
Like, have you, you know, I assume you started listening at some point, you know, episode 90 or whatever. Did you go back and listen to 1 through 89?
That's a good question. I don't think I did, but I think that I was technologically limited at some point. Is that possible? Are all the episodes still up?
Yeah, no, they're behind a paywall.
You have to buy the DVD for some of them.
I'm not that big of a fan, I guess.
I actually don't know how far it goes back on Spotify, or if Spotify has all of them.
Oh, interesting. I feel like it does.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, the RSS feed has all of them, right?
Yeah.
So I think Spotify just, like, imported it from there.
Dangerous.
This is tech talk.
Yeah.
All right, well, I have no excuses for not listening to the first ones. I think Vince may have actually convinced me not to.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you should ignore that. They're all classics. 100%.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
There's a couple that you actually need to have the DVD to listen to.
I'll give you a pass on those. But I don't know how long you've known Vince, but don't you want to hear what he sounded like in 2007?
That's right.
I do. It is true. He probably sounded much the same, since he hasn't changed much in the last 10 years or however long I've known him.
Well, he claims that he's doing some stupid radio voice in the first few.
I do want to hear that.
Oh, I don't remember claiming that. If anything, I'm doing more of a radio voice now.
I think
do your best radio voice.
You're listening to the radio. No, I don't know.
That's pretty good.
I think it was something like that. On our 100th episode, you or whatever it was when we went back and listened to, or maybe the 10th anniversary episode, when we went back and listened to the first episode, I guess you were like really embarrassed at how you sounded. So
I'm trying to think of a good way to do a radio voice. Like, how do people on the radio sound?
Depends
on the station.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know, Ben, you were doing NPR voice last time.
Am I not still doing it?
No, I don't think you're doing it now.
Oh, okay, I thought I was.
You have a good NPR voice.
Really?
Your natural voice would fit on NPR, I think.
This is Ben and Vince show on NPR. Today we're talking about conspiracy theories.
Oh, Colin. Right. We did mention that we were going to broach that topic. Colin, are you a connoisseur, a conspiracy theory connoisseur?
I don't know if I'm a connoisseur. I'm an appreciator of conspiracy theories.
Well, now we're just splitting hairs. Okay, good.
I don't pretend to know everything about conspiracy theories, but I do enjoy a good conspiracy theory, and I have some favorites.
Vince, you booked the right guest.
Oh, thank you. Just doing my job.
You guys touch on conspiracy theories somewhat frequently, I think. Like, I seem to remember you talking about the fact that Avril Lavigne died in, you know, whatever it was, 2002 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think this is because Vince is a fellow appreciator of conspiracy theories.
Are you saying that you're not, Ben?
You know, I mean, like, I don't really seek them out. And I don't, you know, I like hearing the premise. Then as soon as it gets into all the details, I'm like, you know. Well,
that's usually where they fall apart, yeah.
Right, which, you know.
So you're fine with LeBron being part of a you know, army conspiracy, which I hadn't heard. That I enjoyed that.
Right. I guess I'm there. You go. See, I'm consistent from one episode to the next. I have not died and been replaced by someone. I have the same views. You know, you can track that.
Is that canon? Because I'm pretty sure you died and were replaced with someone on this show.
Well, but my replacement doesn't know that. So, so yeah, I think.
Are you the clone?
Well, you know, I wasn't really following this at the time, but I don't know if you guys are aware that of the huge Spider-Man storyline that took place in the 90s called the Clone Saga.
No.
Yeah.
Did he go back to 6:43 p.m. or whatever?
What's that?
Never mind. Go ahead.
So it went back and forth.
Did
so
he end
many
up
times.
With six arms because of this?
That was a different thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking of the animated show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they kind of like combined the two. I remember there was a clone episode of that, and one of the clones had six arms, but that's like a combination of two different like comic storylines.
Gotcha.
So this is different from the Spider-Verse, where there's just a bunch of different Spider-Men.
Yeah, the Spider-Verse, I think, is like a cool idea, or at least they executed it well.
Catfish and the Spider-Man.
Right. This clone thing, at some point they were trying to claim that Peter Parker was actually the clone, and that the real... Like, I only, like, really read about this kind of recently.
That explains why, like, his parents aren't around.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No. Well...
He doesn't have parents.
Right. I see what you're saying. But there's a separate whole thing about his parents. Anyway. Yeah, this is, like, you know, sort of... infamous as like a notoriously terrible and drawn out storyline that just like makes no sense and everyone thinks it's really bad. But anyway, like, you know, at some point there was like another Peter Parker who was the real one. Then there was one called Ben Reilly who was like supposed to take over as Spider-Man. And his costume was like so terrible.
So were they just doing this because of like the sheep cloning was in the news and they wanted to be relevant?
Well, I guess it goes back to there was some kind of clone thing back in the 70s, but it was just like a couple issues, and then somebody thought it would be really cool to make it like a billion issues long and like turn people around. Anyway, I don't have that much to say about it. You just kind of reminded me with that clone comment.
Did you know they're making a new season of Clone High?
Oh, yeah. I think
or
I
knew
that.
Rebooting it, I guess.
Right. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about that.
All right. Well, do you have a conspiracy theory or something? You said you were, you know.
Yeah, I do. I do have a few favorites that I really enjoy. And I also have some general comments about conspiracy theories, because I think that to be a great conspiracy theory, it needs to not be too stupid, but I do have some enjoyable stupid ones. And there has to be some element of numerology in there.
Numerology? That's
people
very
who
specific.
Perpetrate these conspiracies always want to leave clues, right?
That's right. Oh, I saw a good one. Josh Frulinger. I don't know how you say his name. Anyway, he grew up in Buffalo, and he was saying that in middle school, some kid tried to say that the like the new cool mall in Buffalo, in their town or whatever that had been developed, was secretly built by the mafia. And the way that you could tell was because if you looked at the directory map in the mall upside down, it was shaped like a gun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you know, otherwise known as like an L.
No, just like a gun, you know? And it's like, I just love everything that's implied by this, right? Like... you know,
well,
we wanted
didn't look
to
like a gun at all, then you'd have no way of like leaving your mafia calling card,
right? But
if it was
you don't
a
want to make
side
it
up gun, it would be too obvious.
That's right, exactly. That's exactly right. just like a series of secretly gun-shaped buildings all across the country, people unwittingly dining and shopping and working in.
Oh my god, they're gonna get shot someday and they don't even know it. Horrible. But I mean, I feel like, you know, there is, although they're on the same spectrum and it's a, you know, it's just a matter of degree from one to the other, middle school level conspiracy theories are a bit different than, you know, right. You know, in middle school, it's like, I heard you can, you know, like, whatever, you know, like if you just, you know, if you just press left, right, up, down, you know, a billion times in this one game, then you get infinite lives.
That's true, though. You know? You used to be able to just cheat codes. Those were cool.
Yeah, cheat codes.
And that's what feeds the future conspiracy theorists, because that's true. If you do that, you do get infinite lives or whatever, all the guns or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I think we've uncovered something.
So did you guys know that Jay-Z is a time traveler / vampire?
Slash. Oh man!
Wait, I thought vampires are like immortal, or they live a really long time.
Well, that's why I say slash, because there's a photo. You guys can Google this, and I guess the listeners can Google this at home. From 1930s Harlem, and there's a guy in it who looks just like Jay-Z.
Right.
Sure, so, right.
He looks so much like Jay-Z, in fact, that it spawned these theories that Jay-Z is either a vampire, and he's just lived a long time, or a time traveler, and I guess he could be both. Like, if he's going to be a time traveler, he might as well be a vampire as well.
That's believable. Well,
that's interesting to me that it, you know, it would have to be vampire for him to be so long-lived. I mean, like, you could just say he's immortal. Like, why, you know, why say vampire?
Well, that's a good question, because if you look at the photo, it looks like 40-year-old Jay-Z. So if he was just immortal, you'd have to explain how in 30 he was 40, and in he looked like he's 40 years old or whatever. But then in 1996, he looked like he was 20. And then in 2020 or whatever, he looks like he's 40 again. I'm sure none of that math is going to add up. But
I mean, like,
he'd have to get younger again and then get older again.
Is there evidence for this in any of his songs?
You know, I haven't done enough research to know, but I bet there is.
He does talk about some stuff.
I bet we could find some.
You know, he says Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin,
he
ghoul,
is a monster.
A zombie with no conscience.
What does he leave out conspicuously? Vampire.
That's right. But he does say, everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster.
Exactly.
Everybody knows. Clues.
And so,
gotta leave clues.
You also know that when vampires drink human blood, they get the youth of the person that they that they drink from. So that's,
I mean,
he was still eating people's blood in the 90s, and that's why he looked young. But then Beyonce made him quit drinking blood.
Is that what they were fighting about in the elevator?
Probably.
Solange is a kind of vampire sounding name, actually.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say vampire slayer.
It's very French, kind of, you know, old world sounding name.
Yeah.
I mean, are there, you know, I'm sure there are published baby pictures of Jay-Z as well. I guess it would,
anybody,
you know,
make
then
that up.
It would have to be.
You can't believe everything you see, okay?
Ah, that's fair. Yeah.
Hey, you're gonna base
you
something
can
on
believe
a photograph? It's a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah. All right. We may be getting into the part that I don't like.
Okay. Then, let's move on to another very visual one, but one that you could Google, and that's that Meghan Markle is a robot, has Ooh. Been replaced by a robot.
Has been replaced, okay.
I don't know if you guys have seen the video of Meghan and Harry at, I forgot the name of it. You know, it's like X Factor, one of like Britain's Got Talent, I think it was.
No.
Oh.
And they show them in the crowd, and they look very robotic, and their faces don't move at all.
Maybe they weren't really there, and it was like a deep fake.
Well, I think the real thing is that it was a much less than deep fake, and it was just people wearing wax masks promoting Madame Tussauds.
Oh, okay.
But that's not common enough knowledge that it has stopped people from, you know, talking about how the Markle / Harry have been on the run because they were replaced by robots by the royal family.
Oh, I see. But they managed to escape, and so now they have to stash the robots away because they're still out there.
Right. They escaped to Canada just in time to.
Okay.
Escape the clutches of the royal family.
So that whole Oprah interview, they didn't reveal, you know, with all their, you know, complaints that they had.
They didn't want to embarrass the queen.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was going to ask, you know, she seems to be pregnant and in fact already having had a child. Is that before or after the robot thing? But both. I see now that they're...
Yeah. Both.
Okay. Or maybe they've invented robot reproduction technology.
Yeah, you don't think that robots can have babies?
I guess I'm not, I'm not well-versed in the subject.
Okay, well, Vince got to the bottom of that one too quickly. So you may have heard this one. That
I just remember what I was going to say about Madame Tussauds. Do you remember when they made their Trump sculpture, but they like clearly thought that Hillary was definitely going to win, so they had already made it to look like Hillary, and then they had to go back and try to make it look like Trump, but it just looked like Hillary wearing a Trump wig.
That's ridiculous. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like neither of those two had anything to do with numerology.
No, they were the appetizers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This next one doesn't have numerology in it, but it does have hidden messages.
I feel like I'm in the middle of a Tonight Show bit, showing the next card, you know, up to the camera. This next conspiracy theory. Anyway,
I told Vince I was coming with a list.
It's important to have a list.
I prepared.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
So this one's that Paul McCartney's been dead since the 60s.
Oh, sure. I mean, this is a famous one, right?
I never heard of this.
It is. It's very famous, but for Vince's benefit.
You really never heard this, Vince?
Do you know who Paul McCartney is?
Yeah.
So apparently he died in a car crash in 1966, and the Beatles were a pretty big deal in the 60s.
Oh,
and so they didn't want to stop the Beatles train, so they replaced him with a look-alike and sound-alike.
Got it.
And that guy's name was Billy Shears, and so
Ed Sheeran? Oh no, Bill Sheeran. Okay. Go on.
So they've put clues in a bunch of their songs about this person who's supposed to be Paul McCartney's alter ego, but it's actually the Paul McCartney replacement's real self. And so the alter ego is a cover. It's like a double bluff.
All right. Does this have anything to do with when John Lennon was like walking all funny?
What's that?
I don't I don't know the time he's locking off funny.
What, you know, is he drunk or something?
Yeah, I'll find it. John Lennon walking funny. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, it was Ringo. No? No, wait. It's John Lennon. It's John Lennon.
Yeah.
So what was the deal?
How do I? Here we go. I can't put it in the chat. God, this thing sucks. We need to go back to Skype.
Yeah.
Or actually, you know, ever since I got that vaccine, I've been really liking Microsoft Teams.
How is that related to the vaccine?
I don't know.
Oh my God. I have a conspiracy theory. The vaccine is created by Microsoft and it has brainwashing pills in it.
I feel like that
there was a definite current conspiracy that is held by many people.
Yeah, I feel like that goes beyond conspiracy to, I don't know, something worse. Oh, yeah, this picture. Yeah. I mean, you know. It's just a funny picture. I mean, how do you explain Yoko in that picture?
I mean, she's walking normal.
No, I just mean in general.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have seen that picture, and I now understand why I was expected to know about John Lennon walking funny. Is he a robot?
Oh, he definitely looks pretty robotic there. I feel like it's pretty difficult to walk that way if you're a normal human.
Yes, I mean, Colin can correct me. As far as I know, this one is not related to the Paul McCartney death. But yeah, there's all kinds of clues for that one, right? I mean, he's like barefoot on the Abbey Road cover or whatever.
Yep. And out of step with everyone else.
Out of step, and he's wearing white or something. That might be a different thing. You know, in that song, A Day in the Life, you know, it's talking about a car crash, right?
All the clues are there.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, his very successful solo career. All part of it.
All right, what's next? Well,
an extension of that one is that none of the Beatles are actual musicians, and it was the Beatles themselves, you know, John and Paul and Ringo and all of them weren't actual musicians. They were studio musicians playing music for them, and they were entirely a fake band, and you know, they were just actors that
fake band.
This is like Milli Vanilli.
Exactly. They're the original Milli Vanilli, only the music was slightly better.
I mean, you know, I guess it's a philosophical question, but, you know, that all that great music does exist and was created, you know, so maybe when we use the term the Beatles, maybe it just refers to those studio musicians or whoever else composed it, you know?
Right.
What if it's all like that music?
Famous pen name that is actually seven different authors or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What if that music didn't exist and wasn't created and you were the only one in the world who remembered it?
Right. What happens at the end of that one?
It's a good question. I forget. I thought it was pretty good. I mean,
oh, you watched it?
I watched it on a plane. A lot of people thought it was dumb, but I know Ed Sheeran. He gets involved.
Doesn't he recreate the music and become famous?
Yeah, he does. But then there's some conflict. You know, it's like this girl falls in love with him. and like he really likes her, but you know, the whole thing is based on a lie, and like so then he like dumps her because he doesn't want her to find out, or I don't remember. Everything turns out it's a happy ending.
Mm.
This sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
Conflict, you know, happy ending.
Resolution.
Yeah.
Act three.
Turns out there's other people who remember the Beatles. There's three or four other people, and they confront him, and he's like, oh shit. And they're like, no, we just want to say thank you for bringing the music back or whatever.
Oh. I thought they were going to be like, well, can we just be the other members?
Yeah, that would be a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
As long as there's only four of them, we'll fit in.
Right.
That's a good point.
Well, you know, add another guitar.
Could be a big
fiddle,
band.
I don't know. I was going to say something, but I don't remember. Whatever. I'm eagerly awaiting the numerology related one.
Okay, well, this one's numerology adjacent. This is one of my two favorites.
Okay.
These next two are my two favorites. So this one is called The New Chronology. Have you heard of this? Have you heard this?
Sounds familiar. Is this at all related to Time Cube?
I mean, in that it's saying that, you know, our sense of what has happened and time is wrong, but I don't even really understand Time Cube.
Well,
oh, really?
Like, Time Cube is like every day is actually 4 days at once or something like that. It's beyond my mind. My mind is not open enough to be able to process.
Open your third eye.
Yeah. My fourth eye even is not good.
Earth has four corner simultaneous 4 day time cube. In only 24 hour rotation, four corner days, cubes four quad Earth, no 1 day God.
We don't need to give Time Cube more publicity.
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah, my brain just cannot process that. So the new chronology is easier to process because it's basically just saying that most of, like, we've given too many years to history, and that it all actually happened in, like, I don't know, from the year one, what we call the year 1000 to the year 1700, like all the Middle Ages and Dark Ages and classical times all actually happened in that short window. So we've, like, you know, we've said that between minus or whatever 2000 BC or whatever and 1000 AD, all this stuff happened, including, you know, the Dark Ages where we lost a bunch of history. The new chronology says no, none of that actually happened, and that most of that's just repeats of stuff that actually happened later. And there's all this, you know, astronomical evidence, like, you know, the stuff that the Egyptians built their, like, horoscopes and stuff on didn't happen until the year 1200. And the Star of Bethlehem was actually, you know, the supernova that made the Crab Nebula, which didn't happen until, I don't know, the 1100s or something.
Mm. So we're saying, like Julius Caesar, he lived, right? But it was in, like, you know, 1350 AD or something,
I guess, or like, and that, like, nine of the Caesars that had the same story, the same kind of general story, were actually like one guy or whatever.
So instead of history repeating itself, it's repeating itself, but it didn't actually repeat. It was just,
right, it's only retelling the same story in books. Yeah, in history books.
Hmm.
Oh,
I mean, this makes sense to me. Except, I don't, like, how do you explain, like, the rapidly accelerating pace of everything?
What do you mean by everything?
Like, I feel like more stuff has happened in the last 100 years than, like, in the 200 years before that. And, you know, within those 200 years than, like, the 500 years before that. So,
well,
like,
doesn't this help explain that? It's actually just every 100 years the same amount of stuff happens.
But I feel like even, like, within the last 100 years, so much stuff. I guess I'm saying, like, even as during the time we've been alive, stuff has started happening faster and faster. So, like, if you project that backwards, it should have been happening slower and slower the further you go back.
I see. Okay. Right.
I don't think it has to.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
this cuts out, like, 3,000 years or whatever, but you can go back. I don't know how long humans have been around. 10 or 100,000 years or something. So there's still lots of time to not do much.
Okay.
Oh, so it's just history, like recorded history is wrong, but like prehistory is
right.
Still...
Exactly. Prehistory is still whatever it was. Like, it's not saying that the world was only 6,000 years old or whatever. It's just saying that we made up a bunch of years in between prehistory and actual history, which is fake history.
Let me ask you another question. What's the point of this theory? Why would I want to believe this?
All historians are wrong, man. Okay. You're being lied to. It was all fabricated by the Vatican.
Does it also
Dan Brown told
apply
me to say that?
Does it also apply to, like, Chinese history, for example, or, you know, like...
Yeah, there's probably a decently kind of like Eurocentric xenophobic component to this, where it's like, right, you know, all that Chinese stuff sounds about the same, right? Like all these dynasties that lasted a really long time, they probably don't matter. But would it convince you if I told you that famous world champion chess player Garry Kasparov is a proponent of this theory?
That's interesting.
Well, you know, as a chess player, you have to see all possibilities at once. So, totally makes sense to me.
Have you taken his master class on YouTube or whatever?
About the new chronology?
Oh, I feel like you were just quoting the... There's an ad that comes, at least on my YouTube, where it's, you know, Garry Kasparov trying to sell you how to learn decision making for, you know, business or something from a chess master.
Have you been watching chess videos, or what kind of videos do you watch to get that ad?
Yeah, I mean, I have watched videos of chess. So that might be, yeah, geared towards me.
There you go.
And how to succeed in business.
I have not been succeeding in business, nor trying. So I'm not buying Garry Kasparov's course. But the best part of this conspiracy theory is that a lot of it is chronicled in a book with the excellent title, History, Fiction, or Science?
Huh.
I like how they just basically listed three subjects in school.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
Math, art, or gym?
Awesome. I don't know what to make of this one. I was really hoping you were going to say that Garry Kasparov is the same guy as, like, Alexander the Great or something.
I mean, in his mind, he might be epic. Yeah.
Is he that hard up that he needs to do these stupid business courses or whatever?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I guess he's not raking in the chess championship money anymore.
I guess my issue with this one is, like, I find it hard to get worked up about it. Like, okay, so if a bunch of stuff that I thought happened in, you know, 10 BC actually happened in, like, 1000 or whatever, like, okay, who cares? It doesn't really affect me.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what I was getting at with my what's the point question.
Well, another problem with it is that we've got this thing called carbon dating.
Well,
where we can identify, you know, artifacts and stuff. I guess not maybe wooden artifacts, but we can identify stuff that comes from this, you know, associated with history that comes from a lot longer than just the last 700 years or whatever. But to quote the main proponent of this, who alleges undue cooperation between physicists and archaeologists in obtaining scientific dating.
Oh man!
No collusion.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, again, to Vince's point, usually conspiracy theories have some sort of like very sensationalistic bent to them, you know, that really taps into people's, you know,
if you're a historian, like, you're gonna be pissed off.
Yeah, but like as a non-historian, what's, you know, what is there about this that I really want to believe? You know, like I can see that I want to believe Jay-Z is a vampire because that's just like awesome.
Yeah.
But
well, you know, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. So maybe that's why all this stuff has been repeating, because nobody ever learns.
I guess you're not really answering my question.
No, but this should liberate you from, if you don't learn history, you're doomed to repeat it.
That's fake.
It only happened once, and don't unlearn it. It only happened once. That should be the slogan. Unlearn history. It only happened once and never repeats itself.
All right.
Time is a straight line.
Right.
All right. So what's
my favorite one?
Let's get to the numbers.
This new chronology? Like, is there? Like, has he built up a lot of evidence? Like, if you go on his website or manifesto or whatever, is it like many, many, many examples of, you know, of his theory, or is it like, you know, a few?
Yeah, I think it's pretty extensive. I think it's like worryingly extensive. Think something like 30% of Russians believe this or something.
Oh no.
Like a public poll of Russians, you know, there's a shocking number of Russians that
are Kasparov influence.
It's interesting. Interesting. I mean, who's to say they're wrong? Besides the scientists, fuck them.
Yeah. The colluding physicists and archaeologists.
Yeah.
Big archaeological physics.
No, they just want to get more funding for history departments, so they have to invent more history.
That's right. That's actually genius.
I love that argument.
It's like physicists always coming up with these new like forces and stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
It's money making. Okay, so by far my favorite conspiracy theory is one that I kind of believe.
Okay.
And that is that Tupac is still alive.
Oh, sure.
But it gets better. So you guys know like the evidence supporting that Tupac is alive, right? That
just like all these lyrics about things that happened, you know, much after he died.
Well, he also released like 7 albums after he died, right. So there's some evidence.
Lots of
lyrics that are like cluing into the fact that he would fake his own death, including that he had the stage name Machiavelli,
right?
Who, you know, the Italian version of which said that he would fake his own death, and if you rearrange the letters, this is great. If you rearrange the letters of Machiavelli, you get am alive, Kay.
That's irrefutable.
Could it be any more obvious?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a casual guy, so it makes sense that he would say it like that.
He knew to put it in. No. He's so alive that he knows about text messaging and text speak.
I feel like Prince was also into text speak, like in the late 80s or something. Well,
he changed his name to an emoji. That's pretty good.
That is very true. I didn't even think about that part of it. Did Prince invent texting? So there's all kinds of mysteries around the, you know, evidence that Tupac was killed at all. Like, I don't know, the guy who supposedly cremated him like disappeared the next day, and Suge Knight paid him $3 million for Tupac's remains or something. And there's like photos of someone who looks like Tupac in Cuba. But the other thing is that the number 7 is really important in the clues that the Tupac set up about faking his death. So he was shot on September 7th. So that's 2 7s right there, right? Like,
hang on, don't tell me 7:77 p.m.
Well, you ask about what time he officially died. It was 4:03 p.m.
Oh.
And if you add 4 and 0 and 3, what do you get? And how old was he when he faked his death?
7.
25. You add 2 and 5, that makes 7. And, you know, he even had his mom plan this out, because he was born on June 16th. And if you add the 1 and the 6, that's also 7.
Yeah.
And so everyone apparently thought that he was going to come back 7 years after faking his death, which I guess could still happen, because, you know, there's lots of, you know, maybe it'll be 25 years, that'll be a 7.
Right.
Maybe it'll be 61 years after he faked his death, that'll be a 7.
Could be 77 years.
Or even just like the year 2023, I think. No, it's still
that's true.
7.
But soon.
Oh,
very soon.
Oh, shit. We're onto something.
And so the best part of this is, why do you fake your own death, right? Like, you're already famous. Everyone loves you except, you know, East Coast rappers. And that is where I think the real conspiracy comes in. Because Biggie and Tupac used to be friends. And there was a love problem, apparently, where Tupac allegedly interacted with Biggie's wife. But why would that make you fake your own death? The real thing that happened, the love triangle, was because Biggie and Tupac were in love.
That's right.
So they each faked their deaths separately so they could live together in Cuba without anyone judging them.
Is Cuba like a notoriously gay tolerant place?
Yeah. I think it is. Let's go with that. Notoriously tolerant Cuba.
Yeah.
Try to convince me that this one isn't true.
I don't want to. It's the world we should be living in.
Guys, let's watch the number 23. That was a good movie.
I do love that September 7th. I think they're just on the Julian calendar or whatever.
Yeah, before they added those extra 2 months.
Yeah, which I'm sure is also tied into the new chronology somehow. Yeah.
I mean, if you had two extra months for a few thousand years, you could definitely shove in a few hundred years right there.
That's a good point.
Extra time.
Shorten it up.
Do conspiracy theorists think that other conspiracy theories are laughable the same way we do? Well, okay, I'll exclude you, Colin. but like, you know, does the new chronology person look at the Paul McCartney one and be like, ah, how ridiculous?
Well, I can give you a half answer to that question. And that's if you go on the conspiracy subreddit, a lot of, or not a lot, but there's a substantial number of posts that are about conspiracies within the conspiracy subreddit. So like, you know, mods that are doing stuff that is shady, or, you know, users that are disappearing. And so there's a lot of like meta conspiracies within the conspiracy world.
Yeah.
And so I expect that once you get in that kind of conspiracy mindset, just everything becomes a conspiracy.
Yeah, once you open your third eye, you know, you become receptive to the patterns that the universe is setting out there, you know?
Yeah. And it's not so much that your conspiracy is the only one. It's, I think you see the patterns everywhere.
Ben, do you have a favorite conspiracy theory? Or one that you actually believe?
That the moon landing was not faked, I think. That's one that I believe. I had a friend who kept bringing up the Stevie Wonder is not blind conspiracy theory.
Well, that's true.
I don't know.
I think that's yeah. I like half. I probably 30% believe that one.
I mean, I like that one because it's pretty harmless.
Yeah, and it's like he's always doing stuff to you know.
I'm gonna propose a new kind of alternative on that one. He's Daredevil.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's not blind, but he can hear so well that he can, or he is blind, but he can also hear so well that he can see.
Right.
I mean, that also explains how he's so good at playing piano.
Yeah, that's true. I guess.
Does it?
Yeah, because he can hear so well.
Oh, just, yeah, having really good hearing. Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with Beethoven then?
Being deaf?
Oh, wait, yeah, I thought I heard that was fake. Like, he wasn't really deaf.
So that's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
This is like the, what's his name? Henry David Thoreau, you know, was not actually, like, isolated on his own in a cabin. Like, he just walked to his mom's cabin down the block or whatever.
Yeah, I thought I read Beethoven was, like, he had some hearing loss later in life, but he was not, like, just some deaf guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's claiming that he was deaf his whole life.
No, I think people are claiming that.
So he had never heard music.
Yeah. And just, he just knew how to write down the notes.
Just went for it.
That's amazing. Just went for it.
He's a genius.
I mean, he's even more of a genius.
The one that I definitely believe, I don't really know if this is a conspiracy. I mean, I guess it counts as a conspiracy because many people have conspired to cover it up. But that Babe Ruth was black.
Oh, interesting. Any, you know, what's the evidence on that one?
Let's just look at photos.
Didn't they let him play baseball in the 20s?
Yeah, well, that's why it was a conspiracy, because he was passing. So he just, so they're like, you know, why do you look like that? Oh, I'm German. Okay.
I'm a weirdo.
Was it a conspiracy, or did Babe Ruth just trick people into thinking that he was white?
I don't know.
Like, was Major League Baseball in on it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, like, how deep the conspiracy goes.
I mean,
But he got apparently he used to get made fun of by the other players for having black features.
Huh. I mean, not to engage in, you know, whatever pseudoscientific field this would be. He doesn't look that black to me. But
at the very least, he's Dominican.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that.
He's always looked kind of sepia.
Now that is a conspiracy. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, not to, you know, bum everyone out. I just feel like conspiracy theories kind of became reality for a lot of people in the last few years. So I have a hard time reading about them as much or enjoying them.
Yeah, the conspiracy subreddit is truly depressing these days. Like, you don't find stuff like Biggie and Tupac were lovers anymore. It's like, you know, here's another state telling me to get vaccinated, and
yeah,
right,
et cetera, et cetera.
It's the same reason, not the same reason, but I would occasionally go on that relationships.txt Twitter.
Well, a lot of those are fake.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, like, people put that post on Reddit, you know, it's like creative writing exercise.
Yeah, okay. I guess that makes me feel a little better.
Well, you saw one where somebody was like, my significant other became a QAnon or something?
No. More just like, wow, there are so many people in the world who just like don't know how to like interact with other humans in a...
I mean, that's definitely true. That's definitely true.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what depresses me a bit.
But like, I mean, most of this shit, like, if any of this shit happened to you, like, in the chain of actions that you would take, where would posting about it on Reddit fall on that priority list?
That's part of what depresses me. That there are so many people apparently who would do that. But I guess if you're saying it's all fake, then
I mean, you can choose to believe that it's real or fake, or I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You don't know any of the people, so it's entertaining.
Yeah.
But I guess you're saying it's not entertaining, so if for you it's fake.
Okay. That. All right. I'll go back there again then. Yeah. Well, thank you for preparing the list. You know, we don't usually get guests that prepared, nor hosts.
It was, it's always fun to think about conspiracy theories.
I really thought you were going to say it's always fun to recite a list.
Well, in this day and age of listicles, I should have ranked them. Damn.
Well, I thought we were going in order. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we were. We went in order.
10 conspiracy theories liked by Colin in ascending order. You will not believe number 3. Numbers 1 through 10.
Yeah. What? Well, I feel like we've evolved past listicles. Like, what is the new clickbait headline format?
I actually don't remember the last time I read a listicle.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
That is a good question.
Like, maybe everybody just pivoted to video. I don't know.
So what's the clickbait video title?
Oh, I feel like I saw... whatever it is, there always has to be one word that's in all caps. Yeah.
And only one, because otherwise you know it's clickbait. Like, you'll stop reading if you see it's all caps. But if one word is caps...
It's just, it's really, you know, genuine emphasis. The author is that excited about what they're trying to tell you. I don't know, Vince, go, you know, click on something.
Oh, what do you want me to do? Pull up. I'll go to Google on, you know, they have the...
Trending.
No, it's... No, fuck.
Okay. I'm going to go to taboola.com.
Okay, I'm going to go to Outbrain.
Oh, reach your customers on websites they trust.
A lot of the YouTube videos recommended to me are white noise, black screen, rain sounds for sleeping. Good night.
Is that ASMR?
I don't know. It makes babies sleep.
Recommendation platform for the open web. All right. Travel by boat. Sea, lake, and river trips you don't want to miss. I don't feel like these are they've curated these. I want to see the live Outbrain
posts. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, here we go. No, wait.
Vince, this video title fits your description. Square root of any number instantly. Shortcut math.
There you go. Yeah, that's the formula.
Any number instantly.
Are we talking like a calculator?
Do I have to watch this 8-minute video and get back to you?
8 minutes.
All right, here
we
go.
That's not instant.
Meghan Markle's affordable cashmere sweater is back in stock. All of Donald Trump's assets and what they're worth. Chiropractors baffled. Simple tip relieves years of joint pain. Try tonight.
Yeah.
This underwear will change your life.
This underwear.
16 facts about the filming of Castaway. So that one's a listicle.
That's a
timely one.
Yeah, I don't know if Outbrain's really picking the best of the best here. Also, they've been bought by Taboola, which is where I saw that.
Taco Fall does a 360 dunk, barely jumping.
Nice. Shark Tank star reveals brilliant mortgage payoff tip.
Oh, that I gotta hear. All right, okay, here we go. I pulled up my YouTube. Why did California bedazzle their old freeway signs?
I'm curious.
Real air traffic control. Thunderstorms cause an argument on frequency.
This is a real window into everyone's YouTube viewing habits.
Yeah. I'm just picking the most sensational titles here.
I don't actually know why I would get a video about square rooting a number instantly.
Yeah, I'm way more into cube roots.
This guy is on the same channel as the first video. You made a train out of a city bus?
What?
That doesn't actually sound that wild. Of all the road vehicles to make a train out of, I think I'd go for bus.
Must see Arcade Anarchy highlights and an unbelievable finish. AEW Dynamite.
All right, well, that's very relevant to what we were talking about before. These are just like videos showing up on your homepage if you're like scrolling through.
Yep.
I see. Yeah, mine are mostly about trains.
Like what?
Trains or buses?
Because basically my YouTube is just used for Joel to watch train videos.
Okay. So he's a rail fan.
For sure. Very much so.
Is he mad that you don't live by the train anymore?
No. I mean, we still go there a lot, so.
Oh, okay.
I think he enjoys it not waking him up in the morning.
If he's into real trains, is he disgusted by Thomas the Tank Engine?
No, he likes Thomas. Not as much as real trains, but he likes Thomas. I would say he likes Thomas a lot, and he likes real trains a lot.
Trains are cool.
I had a question, I forgot. Go ahead.
He also likes garbage trucks. Yeah. So one time my sister was saying they are watching some new show on Netflix that her kid really likes. And I was like, okay, you know, Joel, like, you know, next time we watch a video, like, you know, your cousin told me about this one that she really likes. You want to check it out? And he goes, it's about trains. And I was like, no, I don't think it's about trains. He says, it's about garbage trucks. I was like, okay, so you want to watch a train video? Like, yeah. So yeah, pretty stuck on trains.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Trains are the dinosaurs of 2020.
Oh, it's 2021. Yeah, okay. I remember Joe Biden's going to improve all the trains. It's finally...
Hey, wait, I also...
It's finally infrastructure week.
I also got fall asleep immediately, heavy rain with thunderstorm on a lake.
I actually prefer wave noises to rain noises, so I wish YouTube would quit with the rain. waves are better.
See, like a little variation, not just uniform sound.
Yeah, I guess lower frequency brownness or whatever.
Right. Pinkness? I mean, the waves.
I don't remember what color it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I was just going to say what brown noise, color. But I mean, for me, I feel like waves, it would distract me. I guess I don't really usually need, you know, white noise to fall asleep.
Oh, it's not for you. It's for the baby.
I see. But Colin is saying for him.
No, I'm saying for a baby too. I don't actually use it. I just think waves work better.
I see. I see. For a baby, yeah, I could see that. Yep.
I sometimes also get YouTube videos that are about something you're supposed to listen to while you're sleeping that
makes you smarter. You
know, removes the toxins and like there's all kinds of health benefits of
listening
to this 8-hour video.
That's right.
Huh. That's a new one. I mean, I thought it was going to be like learning Spanish or whatever, but
no, this is more maybe my conspiracy theory searches presented me as vulnerable to this kind of.
Yeah, that's like, you know, if you listen to this video, it cures coronavirus.
I haven't seen that one yet. You should put that one out. You'll get a lot of view.
Yep. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Well, I probably should go to sleep.
Do you need me to look up a video for you, or
maybe can you just release this podcast and I'll play it again in my ears?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
We have 3 monotone voices.
Or you could listen to the sounds of Troy Williams flips over the wall at Watkins Glen 2002.
Sweet. I do want to hear that. Oh my god, here's my snoring solution.
Is Watkins Glen a golf course?
I don't think so.
Okay. There's going to be a car crash then?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I also got, what else? There's a train one. How railroad crossing signals work.
I mean... That might just be educational.
Yeah.
Probably bad for sleep, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, you go pick out a wave video. I'm going to go put on The Dark Knight. And then we can all go to sleep.
All right. Well, thanks for dropping by, Colin.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Next time I want a list on your favorite fruits.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, can you just give us a little teaser?
I had a mango today. Didn't really care for it. Though my wife thinks I'm an idiot because of that.
Because
she thinks you're an idiot?
Wait. Was it just a bad mango or are you an idiot?
I guess I'm an idiot. I think it's a It was an average mango.
Yeah, I would say mangoes are pretty good.
They're top tier. That's an S tier fruit, as the kids say.
Yeah, I was trying to think of what the letter above A was. I was going to say Q, but yeah, S tier fruit? I don't think so. Unless it's dried. Dried mango, great. Wet mango.
That's a weird take, man.
Well, you'll have to wait for the rest of my fruit takes.
Fruit takes.
Until I return with my list.
All right. Get excited for some future episode, everyone. And otherwise, have a nice night.
That's it for Ben and Vince.